You want my opinion on the signing of Ben Tate? Thumbs up. 5 stars. Great move by Ray Farmer and the Cleveland Browns. Why? Well, they didn't have a running back on the roster worth a damn. That's why. And Ben Tate, while he's been a backup for the Houston Texans behind Arian Foster, has shown when given the opportunity that he can perform at a very high level. His career average is 4.7 yards per carry. He has 5 100-yard games to his credit. Now, yes, he has fumbled 6 times since 2010. He's twice been on IR since 2010, and those are the knocks against him. But I think when you look at this free agent class, who was available and what they ended up paying to get Ben Tate, 2 years, a reported $7 million, I think this is a steal of a deal and a win-win situation for Ray Farmer and the Cleveland Browns. If it works out, great, you got him for a bargain price, and then you can try and re-sign him. If it doesn't work out, no big deal. You didn't pay a lot of money, and you can move in a different direction, and you only signed him for 2 years. So for me, getting Ben Tate at this price, at that contract, to fill a major hole in your offense is a great signing by Ray Farmer to go along with a couple of impactful signings on the defensive side of the ball in Carlos Dansby and Dante Whitner. Did they overpay for those guys? Probably in the guaranteed money, but again, they're both 4-year deals. And when you really look at it, and we've said this before, they're really only 2-year deals with the guaranteed money that they gave them. So if they're a little long in the tooth after 2 years, or they don't perform like you expected them to, then you get rid of them and move in a different direction. So I like most of everything that Ray Farmer has done this offseason. I'm not thrilled with the Andrew Hawkins offer sheet that they gave him, 4 years, $13 million with Cincinnati. And it looks like now Cincinnati's not going to match that. So Hawkins is probably, Baby Hawk is probably going to come here to the Cleveland Browns, but that's really the only move I'm not thrilled with by Ray Farmer. They transition tagged Alex Mack. I thought that was a smart move. They brought back Billy Cundiff as their kicker. That was a good move. I don't know much about Jim Dre, the tight end they signed, so I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. They know more than I do. They should, and they do. So we'll just throw that in to the mix of the free agents that they signed. But I think they've done an excellent job filling needs, filling holes on this very bad football team. Now they can turn their attention to the draft, and they have 10 picks in this upcoming draft to fill some of the other holes. Now, the biggest hole, as we all know, is at quarterback. It looks like Brian Hoyer is going to be your starting quarterback, but with Campbell gone and Whedon gone, they need to bring in a veteran backup quarterback. More than likely, that's either Matt Schaub or Rex Grossman, because both have played for Kyle Shanahan. They know the offense. They can teach Hoyer and a rookie quarterback. And who are they going to get at quarterback in this year's draft? Who knows? They could settle for Teddy Bridgewater or Blake Bortles or Johnny Manziel at number 4, or maybe they pass on a quarterback at 4 and wait till number 26 or in that second round with that first pick of the second round that they have and get Derek Carr. Well, actually, they only have 1 pick in the second round. They have 2 third-round picks, so they could even get a quarterback in the 3rd round with one of the 2 third-round picks. So they have a number of options as far as how they could draft a quarterback in the 1st, 2nd, or 3rd round. So you've got Hoyer to begin with, and then whichever veteran quarterback you bring in to back him up, you're set to teach whatever quarterback you get in the draft. Now, at number 4, I want Sammy Watkins. Could you imagine Sammy Watkins on one side, Josh Gordon on the other, Jordan Cameron at tight end, Ben Tate in the backfield, right? Deion Lewis, if he comes back healthy, that third down back, you've got some weapons for whoever your quarterback is to use out there, and those weapons are going to make any quarterback that you have a better QB because of what they can do in making plays. So for me, I'd love to see them get Sammy Watkins at 4 and maybe find that quarterback later in the draft, but if they don't get Sammy Watkins at 4, you could see them later in the 1st round target a Kelvin Benjamin or a Marquise Lee if they're still available. And then when you look at the defensive side of the ball, yes, they still have holes they need to fill. I'd love to see them get a cornerback in this draft to help Joe Hayden out in that secondary. The best in the draft is Justin Gilbert, followed by Darquez Dennard. I don't see them grabbing either one of those guys at 4, but later in the draft, at 26, maybe they go after Bradley Roby or Kyle Fuller or Jason Verrett. 3 guys there that you could grab and add to that secondary to make that secondary better so they don't give up those late leads like they did last year. Clinton Dix, the safety that is out there, maybe they target him in the draft. They could use another linebacker in the draft. Ryan Shazier, C.J. Mosley maybe is there at 26 or early in the second round. So they've got a lot of options in the draft. They have more money to spend if they want to in free agency. But I think so far in his first year as the general manager of the Cleveland Browns, Ray Farmer has done a very solid job of filling needs, not overspending too much, but getting good value for the free agents that he signed. So if you're Mike Pettine, the head coach of this football team, Kyle Shanahan, the offensive coordinator, Jim O'Neill, the defensive coordinator, you have to be excited about what Ray Farmer has done so far and what he may still do in the upcoming draft and maybe more in free agency. There's a look at the Orange and Brown report. And as always, C-Town, remember, keep it real.